This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. Think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
Good morning, gardeners.
Clouds of white.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. You can give us a call here at 855-660-4261. It's Memorial Day weekend, and many out there will say, Happy Memorial Day, enjoy the weekend, that type of thing. You know, there's a lot of different thoughts out there of what you should be saying. But Memorial Day is a day to remember our fallen heroes from our past. And I was reading about Memorial Day just to like to learn more about each one and get a little bit of something when it started, etc. But I did read a Memorial Day meeting from Ronald Reagan's speech in 1986. And there's a couple lines there that I'm going to say that really... has that true meaning in it. His President Reagan's speech was at Arlington National Cemetery, 1986, and just one of the quotes from it that I thought was incredible here was, "Today is the day we put aside to remember fallen heroes and to pray that no heroes will ever have to die for us again. It's a day of thanks for the valor of others, a day to remember the splendor of America and those of her children who rest in this cemetery and others. It's a day to be with the family and remember." I think that really, really shows the true meaning of Memorial Day. And with that, you can celebrate Memorial Day by celebrating those who have fallen to make this country a better place. So, you know, in the celebration, remember and honor those who have died for us to have this freedom. So I definitely think it's very important to be talking about and letting others know that, yes, you can celebrate it, but remember and honor those who've come before us. So with that, I do say happy Memorial Day. So you can think of those happy memories of those who have passed as our nation's heroes. So I know at 3 o'clock they do a national moment of silence. So, you know, remember that today. Tomorrow on Monday. To remember those, but you know, not just on Memorial Day, but remember them all the time and keep their memories alive. So, you know, we definitely are thankful for everything that we've gotten from our veterans who have fallen. So, to those who are out there, thank you, and thank you for those who we have lost. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're here to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out the best to our ability here. You know, there's a few things we could be doing out in the yard today, and one of those is we're getting to the point where we could start to put that grub beater down. you know, that season-long control, and it's not just for grubs themselves. So are you tired of all the time you spend working on your lawn and landscape just to have the grubs come in and start eating it from the roots up? Leaving behind dead patches in your lawns or your flowers wilting everywhere. Let's not forget the skunks that tear up your lawn or the moles that come tunneling through, eating the grubs, leaving mounds everywhere. Bonide's annual grub beater is the answer to your problems. Apply grub beater now and have a grub-free lawn and landscape until the fall season with one easy application. Bonide's annual grub beater is not just for grubs. It will control chinch bugs, bill bugs, and a long list of many other insects. Bonide products are family made in America. Grub beater is available in these fine stores. Now you can find them at the White's Lumber at a location near you in New York, Early Farm and Hardware in Madison, New York, and Agway of Chatham in Chatham, Massachusetts, or visit bonide.com to find a retailer near you. Now, taking care of the grubs, we've talked about it a few times, and, you know, those grubs do show up early in the season, and you wonder, you know, can I put that season-long killer? You know, usually when we're talking at beginning of April, beginning of May, we say, no, hold off, use maybe of a one-time killer right now, and then use the season-long. You want to make sure that, you know, your grubs are actively feeding. And they're going to be actively feeding it towards the end of May, all of June, July, and August by having a season-long killer, which usually lasts about 3 months. That's why we talk about doing it at this point. So if you've had issues with grubs in the past, you definitely want to take a look at it of doing something at this point, whether it be, you know, a synthetic or by using some organic ways. There's some organic ways of Milky Spore or the Grub Gone from Natural Alternatives. That's really up to you on how you want to go about it. You can use the synthetic or the organic. That's your decision, and I can guide you either way on that. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I got a question. My sister has bittersweet, and she would like to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, the bittersweet, I mean, usually I'd tell you, you know what, you should probably have her move, because bittersweet's just going to keep on coming back.
Oh, really?
It just, it's one of those, they consider it an invasive species. You're not even allowed to sell it in Massachusetts. You're not allowed to cut it back. There used to be the bittersweet wreaths in the fall with that nice, with the berry that would crack open. We're not even allowed to do that in Massachusetts. We used to sell a lot of them in a retail setting because of that orange berry had a nice, like, fall look to it.
Right.
So it's one of those that really just goes crazy. So I would almost look at more of a stronger spray using cleanup from Bonide. You'd have to use a little bit of that heavier dose to it to really control it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a hard one. You could use organics, okay? But what I would say is it's going to take a long time to really do it, and you might not be doing any good long term because you're just spraying.
Yeah.
And in essence, you're putting a lot more salt into the soil.
Oh, well, she was digging at it. She said, I was digging and digging, and the roof went down and down.
Exactly. So one of the other products I would take a look at using would be Brush Killer from Bonide. It's a poison ivy and brush killer. And they sell it in a concentrate to spray over everything. That one is it's definitely a stronger one to do. It's not going to, when you spray it on what you're looking to get rid of, it doesn't spread to the other plants in the area. It doesn't spread, like, through root uptake. It goes into the plant. It's a contact killer and will go down and kill the root that way. You could also, again, you could use cleanup, which is the glossophate product, to really get a hold of it. It's not an easy one to get rid of without something strong.
But Which one would you say would be the better, the brush killer?
I would, to be honest, I would hit it with Cleanup, which is the glyphosate.
Okay.
Bittersweet is so hard to get rid of.
Yeah.
It just keeps coming back.
Oh,
and you need
God.
Something that's going to really get to the the root system.
Okay.
You know, I think that's the way to go, to be honest with you.
And I got another question.
Sure.
Our garden soil is so hard. We had a lot of rain, but now it is so hard. You can hardly dig, you know, dig around. The crust is all crusty on the top. What
yep.
could I put in there to revive the soil?
So you can use a gypsum. A pelletized gypsum is one that breaks up clay and hard soils.
Gypsum, yeah.
Gypsum's a great one to be using. You could also be using Natural Alternatives has a product called Sulfur with Protolyzer. That is a faster acting gypsum. It's got some of the ingredients in there that'll help break down clay and allow soil to have a better movement, so the water will go through, etc. You could also what you could start off with is, have you ever heard of the garden weasel?
No.
The garden weasel is like this little. It's basically a little rototiller on a candle.
Yeah.
Help break up that way, then use that pelletized gypsum or that sulfur with protolyzer, and it will help break everything up.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mary, have a great rest of your day.
You too. Have a nice holiday.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We'll be right back to get more of your questions.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moisture.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thanks for taking over the show.
Thank you.
I got a question, two questions, if you don't mind. One is about hydrangeas.
Okay.
This year has been pretty wicked. The weather's been pretty wicked on them, and there's quite a few sticks. And so somewhere along the line, I heard that you shouldn't cut those sticks any greater than the fourth nodule down from the top, because then you won't disturb the flowering stems in the stick. Have you heard of anything like that?
So everything I've heard when it comes to cutting those sticks back is waiting basically as long as possible for you to see what's going to come out of them. It's kind of one of those things where all of a sudden, overnight, it just might pop some of the leaves. I always see... It depends on the style of hydrangea, of what's going to disturb the flowering or not. Most blue hydrangeas, they're the ones that are going to need to use the old wood. So the new varieties, the endless summer varieties, those are ones that you could prune at any time because they'll bloom on old and new wood. But some of the older styles, like the name
Nico Blue.
Nico Blue, there we go. Those ones you don't want to cut back at all. If it's a white flowering hydrangea, like your paniculata types. Yeah, your paniculata types, those are ones that you can cut back.
Every year.
Yeah, so it really depends on the variety. I don't like to cut back until I'm almost certain that, this is where I'm going to get the leaf buds coming from.
and cut at that point. Like, I still have, some endless summer varieties in my yard, and I'm seeing that the growth is pushing up the stems, that the sticks that were there. I could have cut them back, but I wanted to see what we could, keep it for some height, for some growth that way. And I'm still leaving some of the sticks there just to see if anything else is going to come out. I'm thinking probably in the next week or two I'll make that decision if I'm going to cut them back or not.
Okay. All right. And the second question is this. What fertilizer would you recommend for Pinky Winky?
So on any of the hydrangeas, you could actually use the 10-10-10 fertilizer. That's a good one to be using. 10-10-10 is a great all-purpose. And I believe even on the package, it'll tell you how to fertilize it for the hydrangea. The Pinky Winky is one of those that, obviously true to its name, it has that pink color to it. So you're not looking for the acidic soil. You're looking more for the neutral alkaline soil. That 10-10-10 is going to be a great, consistent fertilizer to keep it where it's at and a little bit above. If you notice that it's not that deep pink that you're looking for, that darker pink, you can look at adding lime to the soil to bring that pH level up a little bit. Because the less of the pH, the more acidic soil, the bluer color you'll have. The Pinky Winky is not going to have that bluish color, but for that more vibrant pink, you're going to look for more of an alkaline soil.
Okay, fine. Very good. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to look forward to taking care of those plants this weekend. Thanks again, Patrick.
Great.
You have a
good luck.
Great one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions and do everything we can to help you out. I just wanted to mention briefly, I know a little bit of information about one of our sponsors, Bonide. They have this really cool program that they started, I believe, either last year or the year before, where they partner with some of the local garden centers. And for a weekend, 50% of any Bonide sales, they're going to donate to a nonprofit of that garden center's choice. So I know they're out there doing one in Albany, New York today. I'm not sure the name, but I just want to pass it along. It's really cool to hear some of these companies doing things like that. And I don't think they get enough recognition for it. So Bonide is definitely trying to help. So we'll be right back. Answer more of your questions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two people are dead after a tornado rips through the Oklahoma City suburb of El Reno overnight. A trailer park and hotel leveled. This woman was home with her two grandchildren when the twister hit, trapping them in the rubble, when her son called her cell phone to check on them.
I had 2% on my phone. His name showed up. I hit the button, told him we got hit. The boys are fine. And within 5 minutes, he was there.
More tornadic weather could happen today from southern Nebraska to the Texas Panhandle, and intense storms could also hit the Mid-Atlantic. The Toronto Raptors are going to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history after beating the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals 100-94. It will be the first time a non-U.S. team will compete for the NBA crown. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll do what we can to help you out. I started to talk right before the break a little bit about Bonide and some of the charity events that they do. I think it's pretty cool. I learned about it a couple months ago. And when we get some local ones in the area in Massachusetts near me, I'm going to try to let you guys know a little bit more. But I know they just had one. They're having one this weekend in Albany, New York. But it's pretty cool to see a company like that come up with ways of giving back to the community. And I know they've given back a lot of money to communities. And last year, I know they did one in on the Cape with 3 of the Agway stores. And they raised $2,500 for some of the local nonprofits there. I know they did some garden clubs to help beautify the city, etc. So it's pretty cool. It was really cool stuff. I know they don't get enough of that support out there. You hear certain things and you think they're chemical big guys, but they're actually giving back. So I thought that was pretty cool. I want to bring that up and let everybody know that they do some pretty cool stuff. So I'm going to pass that along. We can talk a little bit. We haven't really talked about the time of year of what to be doing in the lawn today at all. Today it's about that step two-ish time. We're getting pretty close to it. For those of you who started at the beginning of April, you're probably at that point right now, ready to put down step two. A lot of the broadleaf weeds are starting to grow in the lawns to be killing. There's plenty of time to be doing that. But there's also a time to be using a second crabgrass control. A second crabgrass control where you're looking at just the crabgrass control, not with fertilizer. You're looking more to take care of that second set of seed that will actually happen with crabgrass. Now, crabgrass, you think of, you know, your first step, looking at it when the forsythias are starting to grow. And you're saying, okay, that's when I do it, but I somehow still got crabgrass. Well, there's two times that crabgrass comes out into the lawn. There's that early crabgrass, and then there's that late season. And usually the crabgrass preventer has already been, you know, on the lawn for a while, and it's already gone through, and this is when that seed starts. That fertilizer that has happened, that chemical, the synthetic that had taken care of those crabgrass seeds earlier, has already worn off, and you know, it's moving on to the next stage. So you would use a product. I'd like to use a product called Crabgrass Plus from Bonide. You can use that as a second, like your 1B when it comes to your step process for your fertilization slash weed killer, etc. So your first one's your crabgrass preventer. Your second one would be your crabgrass preventer for late season. And then your second official step is your broadleaf weed killer. So, you know, a couple different thoughts of process out there. Can you use the crabgrass plus at the same time as the weed killer, the broadleaf weed killer? I look at it and say there's no fertilizer in it. That's when that would be okay to be using, because you don't want to add another fertilizer, especially a lot of the phases or steps. The second process has a bunch of fertilizer in it. So by using another crabgrass preventer with fertilizer plus step two is going to add too much fertilizer to the soil and could actually burn the lawn. So that's why I don't like to use it that way. But that second step of a crabgrass preventer is really the way to go. Take a look at what you can do to help the lawn be a nice fresh lawn versus a lawn full of weeds and crabgrass, etc. So there's a bunch of other things you can be doing if you're trying to clean up some areas, get rid of some products, or as we're talking about, getting rid of some different parts of the beds that you'd really like to kill. You can use a product out there from Bonide. Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted weeds that continue to grow throughout the cracks in your sidewalks and patios, or even your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? I have the answer. Bonide Cleanup Weed and Grass Killer. Cleanup Weed and Grass Killer kills all unwanted weeds, grasses, and other plants to the root. The systemic action ensures that the unwanted plants do not regrow. Results can be seen in as little as a few days. Cleanup is great for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. By eliminating the weeds, your vegetables and flowers will get off to a better start. If you're thinking about renovating that weed-infested lawn, and starting all over again, Cleanup will kill all that you spray it on. Wait 7 days and reseed your lawn again and get that picture-perfect lawn you have always wanted. Bonide products are family-made in America. Bonide Cleanup can be found at these fine retailers. You can find Cleanup at Interstate Building Supply in Southwick, Mass., Waltham Agway in Waltham, Massachusetts, and Country Max at a location near you in New York. Or visit Bonide.com for a dealer near you. Right. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. I've had some emails over the past week. I've been super busy at work. Working until some nights 9 o'clock at night, so I haven't been able to answer a lot of your questions. So I do apologize. I'm super behind on some of those, but I do have an email that I got on Monday, I believe, Monday, from Andrea on the Cape, and she planted some dahlias, which she started indoors. The leaves have withered, maybe over water from the rain, as we've had a lot. Any advice that I can give? So I know we're 6 days past that, so I apologize if you've already answered it. But for those of you who have had some of the issues prior, if you're starting to see some of the withering leaves like that, maybe take a look and see, you know, put your finger in the soil. See, is it soaking wet? Is it dry? What's going on? Because the unfortunate part for overwatering and underwatering, they look the same. They have some of the same signals that show you what's happening to a plant. I wish it was a lot easier, because then you could just sit there and say, okay, that's dry, that's overwatered. But, you know, you have to do a little bit of the research on it. So put your finger into the ground, and if you start to feel water, what I'd like to see you do is on the outside of the plant, maybe, you know, 6-7 inches away from the base, depending upon how wide the plant is, stick a trowel down and see if it's soaked to the lower parts as well. If that is, that's gonna show you that it is overwatered. If you're noticing that it's really dry, then it's going to have that underwatering process. The other thing that it could have happened is we could have had a cold night where it did some damage to it like that. That shows that wilting. That's the first step in it wilting and not looking great for you. I would take a look at those few things, and then from there, fertilize it. See if you can get some fertilizer in there. Maybe a good 10-10-10 fertilizer to give it all of everything that it needs. You know, give it some of that nitrogen, the phosphorus, and the potassium. All three of those are going to work together to make that plant stronger. And I think that by doing that, you could have stronger dahlias. I do have to say I like the fact that they are trellised. The pictures that I have some nice little, they're not trellises, but they're like peony rings, a smaller version to help them stay upright. But I'd take a look at, you know, fertilizing it and checking the water supply, because it could go either way. I'm going to say it's overwatered just based on the amount of rain that we had in the month of April and the entire season. You know, these past couple weekends have been beautiful out, so it seems like, you know, a little bit drier, but some of that rain that we've had in the past could be doing some damage. So hopefully that helps out, Andrea, if you're listening. I will try to answer that online as well, but I've just super busy. I got home at almost 10 o'clock last night from work. Went to bed, woke up for this, and I want to try to help as many people as we can. So that's it's what we do. But if you guys have any questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here to answer any of your gardening questions that you have. And we've talked about a bunch of different things. The tomatoes are into the garden now, or getting there. So it's definitely time to be putting those vegetable plants outdoors. They always say that the last frost date is usually about May 20th. We're past that date, so you can definitely be getting out there. But I just, you know, what I always like to warn is, if you see the news where it's saying that there's a frost coming or something along those lines, look to see what you can do to protect the plants. Sometimes even a blanket from the house might be a good one to do. If you have tomatoes and you have those tomato cages, you can wrap around it to help save a few degrees in the on the plant. You know, it's just that going under 32 and getting that frost from above is one that will really affect it. So, you know, take a look at the weather. Even though we're past the last frost date, make sure you take care of it and look at it. Now, if you're looking to grow some tomatoes and maybe put them in containers, you know, you just have a patio, or you're in a condo and you want some container tomatoes or vegetables, definitely look at the all-purpose potting mix from Espoma. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, just a little bit of information on mycorrhizae and what it does. Mycorrhizae is an awesome product that is actually a beneficial fungus that attacks your root system in a beneficial way. Mycorrhizae, in the past, I'd say 20 years, has become more and more popular as time goes by. What that mycorrhizae does, and like I said, it attacks the root system in a beneficial way. It's going to create those root hairs on the roots. Those root hairs are very important to absorb water, absorb nutrients in the area, and to allow the plant to grow stronger. So that's why it's important to have some of that mycorrhizae in your plants. So we can talk on that and much more after the break and in the next couple hours. But if you want, give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Edward in Massachusetts.
Edward, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Love your show.
Thank you.
I planted an eastern red bud about 6 foot tall late last summer, and it has six trunks coming off the bottom of it. They're about, I'd say, an inch or inch and a half thick. And this spring, only four out of the six started to bloom, and very, very sparsely. You know, I got a few red buds on them. And now that the leaves are coming in, they're very, very small and kind of discolored. And I was wondering what the problem could be with it.
Well, so I want to say it's going to be winter damage. The winter damage has taken a lot of different trees and shrubs out. You're lucky that it didn't take the whole plant out. Those two stems that weren't, you know, viable, weren't showing any growth. I'd like to see you scratch the bark and see if there's any green underneath it.
There's a small ring of, you know, it's barely green on the ones that aren't showing.
So what it might be worth doing is trying to get rid of those two stems, okay? Allowing the other four to get the energy, because it still has that little bit of green growth, that green underneath, but what it's doing is it's taking energy from the other ones away. The whole plant is trying to help heal itself and put that fertilizer and nutrients to the areas that it needs to go. And it's,
right.
you know, it's going to try to focus on areas that are not doing well.
Now, so, when I put it in last year, it was in a big burlap thing, and I cut the burlap off, but I didn't loosen the root ball at all. Could that have affected it at all?
It could a little bit. What you could do at this point is go to the plant at the stem where all the stems are coming out. Right. Remove, if you put any mulch, pull some mulch back. Pull some of the soil back until you kind of get to, like, where the root flares are right. on the bottom, where it kind of, you know, comes out a little bit at an angle, like a rounded angle, if you will, to see, to allow that to breathe a little bit. That's where the airflow will come into the soil as well, so maybe that's part of it. But I would definitely take a look at getting rid of the two that are not very productive. And I would try to push it with like a 10-10-10 fertilizer to give okay. it back a little bit of something else. You know, you could go to, you know, a tree tone or one of those. But those are going to have more of like a 4-3-3 base or a 3-4-3 base, that type. I'd rather see you give it a little bit more. That 10-10-10 is going to help boost it in every direction, and maybe that's going to help you. What I'd also like to see is using a product from Natural Alternatives called Protolyzer. Protolyzer is going to help the root system and help the plant grow. It actually will work with the fertilizer. So it's not actually a fertilizer. It's something beneficial for the plant itself. It's going to help give it some of those nutrients, but it'll work together with the fertilizer that you put down and build up the system that way. And Protolyzer is one you can use multiple times during the season, you know, almost every couple weeks. Whereas a 10-10-10 is one that you use maybe every 6 to 8 weeks. So just a few applications during the season.
Okay, so the branches that you said to cut off, should I take them down right at the ground? Or
I would.
Okay.
All right. It's just one of those things where I just get rid of some of the parts that aren't doing that well to allow the rest of the plant to flourish. And I think it will help.
Okay, great. Love your show. Thank you very much for all you do.
Right. Thank you. Good luck with the red bud.
Okay, bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be going to a break in about 30 seconds here. We'll come back with the 8 o'clock hour to answer more of your gardening questions and do everything we can to help you out. So definitely give us a call. We know in the next couple hours a lot of people will start to give us a call, so get on the line and we'll definitely help you out. It's all calls today, no guests this week. So hang tight to the other side of the break. We'll answer more of your questions. We'll be right back.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.